Okay.
All right. So we left off last was just we noted the different shitos with respect to the scope regarding Shavuos Daraisa, the din of Shtei Kesef. We noted three opinions. The first is that this din of Shtei Kesef is unique to Shavuos from the Miksas. That's what emerges according to the Rambam Yigash, the Rambam, the Ravid, and others. They basically coupled together the fact that Gemara says it excludes Shavuos Daraisa, and they also think it's also does not apply to Shavuos Hashomrim. So it's unique to Shavuos from the Miksas among the Shavuos Daraisa. The other shita, the other extreme, held that it was a din which is applicable to all the shvuos, including shvuos eid echad. This was shita's atosvos. This is their understanding of shita's rav, who we pass in like. Right? When the Gemara says that shvuos eid echad is excluded, this din does not apply to shvuos eid echad. That's specifically Shmuel, and Shmuel's a shitaso, which we'll get to, that he held it was a din betaina, which for Tosfos means it's not going to be the kind of din that has to be applied universally. We'll get to that today, hopefully. That sheet of Tosos is definitely an outlier. It's a major chiddush to say that that Gemara is not Ishalo Kalachana. More mainstream is the third possibility, which is many Rishonim, including the Balmor and others, that it applies to two out of the three of the Shavuos Daraisa. The only one that it does not apply to is Shavuos Eid Echad, like the Gemara says. The Gemara, which mentions here that Shavuos Eid Echad, this din does not apply to Shavuos Eid Echad. That's only Shavuos Eid Echad, as opposed to all the other ones, namely Shavuos Eid Echad, and Shavuos Shomrim. There you do have a din chicken. Alright, so that's what we discussed, we just laid out last time. And what we want to do today is just analyze the nature of this din. How do we understand this halacha? So we'll outline several approaches, basically four, but the third one we'll see has a couple of different variations, nuances. And then we'll assess the question of the scope with respect to Shavuos Daraisa within each of them. So the first possibility we can point to is that it's a din b'taina. It's a din governing the nature, the quality of the taina that the shvua is a response to, is responding to. The taina must be a taina chashuva. The taina that the shvua is called upon to respond to has to be a taina chashuva, a taina of mamun chashuva. This approach clearly emerges muchrach l'shitas shmua, that held that the shvua itself can be on a proof. Right? So for Shmuel, this is obviously the case, because this shear specifically regarding the initial taina. Presumably, this approach is incompatible with Shitas Rav, who held that the initial taina has no unique din. It's specifically the mamun shenish banalav, the kfira, but we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. But let's assume for now this is only the Shitas Shmuel, so we want to understand it. And I think what we would say regarding the nature of this din is that it's linked. The stature of the taina is linked with the role of the taina in triggering the chiyah shvua, being mechayah the shvua. In other words, inasmuch as the taina is that which triggers the chiyah shvua, so it has to be a certain stature. It's not just linked to any taina. It's a taina of a certain heft, a taina of a certain amount of mamon. I think that it's obviously the case that the taina has that kind of role in the case of shvuas modim mixas, the fishitas, Rashi. For Rashi, the taina is the trigger for the Shavua. It's that which is Mechayv the Shavua. This is Shitas Rashi regarding Rabbah. I'll mention now the different interpretations of that Gemara, since it's quite significant. Rabbah starts with a question, right? Ma Amra Torah Modim Mitzvos Hatayna Yishavah. So here we have three interpretations of what that question is. Mibnei Ma Amra Torah. One, I'll leave Rashi at the end here. Right? One interpretation is that which Ramban says in Shavuos, notes it. He doesn't seem to adopt it himself, but he says this is one possibility, that the question is simply sort of a time to quote. Why is the Mod Mixas Chayav? Why is the Torah Mechayav specifically Mod Mixas? Kovrokol is no Chiyav. So Hodah Mixas changed things. What did it change that it made it that there's a Chiyav Shavuah? Right? According to the Ramban, the Gemara's response then is that we have sort of a chain of factors here that we take into consideration, that the Torah took into consideration, in deeming the fira of a hodav mitzvah to be suspect. Because that's exactly what we would expect. An honest person, right, who's basically an upright person, who is in fact chayav mamon, he might nonetheless very easily be modim mitzvah. Because he intends to pay, that's what he tells himself, he intends to pay. He doesn't want to pay now, and the result is he's not going to be modim b'kol. He can't be kovar b'kol, however, because any of the maids of panav in the balchovo, right? The chazaka in this interpretation, it plays a role in providing for this assessment that this is suspect. he wouldn't be Kovar Bacol because he'd have to be a real Russia to be Kovar Bacol. Normal people aren't willing to do such a thing. Whatever it means, may the put of the day, Bachobo. Rav Hashem thing, it means that willing to state a bald-faced lie in the face of somebody who knows that it's a lie. Most people who aren't pathological don't do that. He's not going to be Kovar Bacol. He doesn't need to pay. The way out of it that can soothe the conscience of an upright person who doesn't want to pay is to be Modu Mixas. So it immediately raises red flags. That's exactly what you would say, a normal, decent person would say, if he didn't want to pay right now. Right? If he wasn't ready to pay. So, therefore, the Torah says, Modu Mixas Tana Yishav. That's how the Ramban interpreted this Gemara. The Tosfos interpreted the Gemara, that the question of the Gemara is not why is there an initial basis to be mechayev shvuas Modu Mixas. The question is, given whatever basis there is, you should be pater anyway, because there you have evidence to pater you. Namely, what's the evidence to pater you?
Migo,
in the sense that if I really wanted to lie, so why am I saying Modu Mixas? I could just be kovar bacol. Right, so why don't I have a migo? In other words, the Gemara is asking whatever the basis for the chiyuv of Modu Mixas and the basis for the tur kovar bacol. But that structure itself is problematic to sustain because we should be able to then say you have a migo. Right? The migo counts as counter evidence, it should pop you from the shvuah. So the rabbi's question is not why is the hodav mixas chayiv in the first place, but given that he's chayiv, but kovar bacol being is pater, don't you have then a reason to poter him? Don't you have evidence that should dispel the need for a shvuah? Migo? Right, that's the Gemara's question. And Gemara's answer is chazak ain't mas patam mecha bachov, according to this interpretation, that chazakah is coming in to delegitimize the migo. You don't have a migo here because you would never say that other shita. This is the famous one of the major proofs for the famous idea that migo is a kind of a mali d'shaker, right? It's a beer, psychological beer, that had he been willing to lie, he would have said this other thing. That should give credibility to his taina, whatever he says, right? That's as opposed to the view that migo is some sort of legal test of your legal position. I think we'll get to this at some point over the course of the year. That it's a test of your legal position. The guy who's connected is not in a position to be motzi from you. But we just need to hear why it is that you think that you're putter. We'll get to this. This is what the Achron called kachatina, which I don't really like that. I don't like the terminal. I don't know what it corresponds to. What? I don't like kachatina either. What?
Sobolsky always says he doesn't know what
them. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where those terms came from. I think the idea is simply that you're not in a position to lose in this case. You're in a position to be able to say you're plunder for whatever reason. You don't need to bring evidence. You just need to tell us what the reason is. After all, Migo, couldn't you have just said this and you would be plunder, right? So doesn't that tell you that you don't have a case against you? But we do need to hear from you. We'll get to that. The Rambam clearly goes in that direction. I mean, gives it a ridiculous spin on it. We'll get to that. In which case, whether or not you would actually psychologically claim this other taina is irrelevant. Even if I would never have said that, even being a liar, I would never have said that. It's not relevant for the question of migo. Migo just means, as I say, it's a test of your legal position vis-a-vis the tovet. Okay, so that's right. So that's this gemara. If you interpret that the question was a question of migo, so then migo da'aza, what you're saying is it's a psychological beaver. I would have said his other claim. The fact that I didn't should indicate to you I'm a truth teller, and therefore that should be enough to pater me from whatever we're talking about. And the answer is no, you don't have that migo because you would never say such a thing even if you were lying. Okay. Rashi over gives a third interpretation. This is the one that's relevant for us. Rashi's interpretation is that the question is, why is Kovar Bacol pater? Given that Modu Mixas is chayiv for whatever reason, why is Kovar Bacol any different? That's the Gemara's question. Kovar Bacol should also be chayiv. Now the question presumes, right, that what do you have in the case of Kovar Bacol? I claim you owe me $100. You say I have no idea who you are or what you're talking about. The question presumes that what provides a basis to be chayiv b'shvuah then, in that case, what would be, why would I be chayiv b'shvuah? Because the person's coming with a taina. The taina itself is sufficient to trigger the need for a shvuah. That's the Gemara's question. Why is the Kovar Bacol pater? You have a taina against you. And is the Gemara's answer, well, taina is not enough. It doesn't do anything. No, the Gemara's answer is, what? Chazaka in the meis panam b'fnei bachovo. What this is for Rashi is, this is a counter raya. In a chinami, you have the basis for a chiyuv shvuah from the fact that the guy has a taina against me. He's coming to court claiming that it's his. That creates the basis for a chiyuv shvuah. The only reason you're putt in the case of korbakol, says the Gemara then, is because you have counter evidence. I just said I'm not chayiv at all. I would never say such a thing. Nobody would ever say such a thing. It's a chazakah. It's kind of a... This is a question Rechonim generally assumes it's kind of rubidi, the less it come on. Somebody who says I'm not chayiv to you at all, it's extremely unlikely for him to say that unless it's really true. Separate, independent from the fact that he said it, we're not basing it on that. We're saying the fact that you said it is one thing. That wouldn't apparently be enough to get around Yeshua. It's the fact that you would never say it if, unless it were true, or it would be very rare for somebody to say it if it weren't true. That constitutes evidence that provides credibility to your claim, such that you then become pater from the Shvuah. So that's Gemara's question and answer. And for Rashi, what emerges is then that the Hodah b'Mitzvos, it's a hechitimsi for the lack of that counter evidence. Hodah b'Mitzvos is not a claim that a person would only say if it were true. A person could say it and he'd be comfortable with himself. So you don't have the counter evidence of Chazakah in the Mitzvah of Vitnei Bachovo to pater you. Right? And therefore, you're Chayav Shvuah. And for Rashi, the way that he read the Gemara of Kama, right, the way that this comes up in the Gemara of Kama, it's really taken, you know, to the extreme in terms of Halach Lamaisa. For Rashi, the Hodav Mitzvah is actually really a misnomer. It's not a Shvuah Smod Mitzvah. It's a Shvuah Mishum HaTaina. And Hodav Mitzvah is just one of the Hechitimtzis where you don't have the counter evidence of Chazak and Nevasvah with Chovah. But in fact, says Rashi, according to Rashi, is what the Gemara is saying, you actually do have a case, right, where there is no such Chazak and Nevasvah Chovah, even without the Hadah. Where's that? For Rashi? Where you don't even need Hadah Mixas, because anyway, there's no counter evidence, which is? Pikadon. If I say, I lend you Bikadam. And you say, Lo Yidvar Me'olam. Excuse me. And you say, Lo Yidvar Me'olam. So according to Rashi, you're Chayav Shvuah in that case. Shvuah's Modu Mitzvah. It's a total misnomer. There's no Hodav Mitzvah there. He's saying, I don't know you anything. I don't know who you are. I don't know anything. V'Ava Pichein, right? You're Chayav Shvuah. Why? Because the way Rashi, this is, we're not going to use this now, but the way Rashi understood the in the Me'ez Vanav Nevachobo, what that meant and why it was, Rashi thought it doesn't apply in the case of a bikadon, right? Where basically hava is a kind of a chesed, and Rashi thought that in a mitzvah has to do with the fact that the person, if the person did a chesed to him to lend him the money, so you would never be made, you know, befanav. So when it comes to bikadon, though, where let's say a guy could be a shomer chinam, a guy could be let's say a shomer sachar, where there's certainly no tova that the mafkid is done for the shomer, just imagine shomer chinam. Anybody's doing the Tov, it's the opposite. Shomer Chinam is doing the Tov from the Mafkid. So since Rashi understood Inam as Nebachovo to be based on Inadam Meiz Panav with Nebisha Asal Tovas, that doesn't apply in Bikadam. So therefore, inasmuch as it doesn't apply, so therefore there is a Chiyuv Shvuah. So for Rashi, it's not just conceptually that the Hodav Mitzvos is not a crucial element in the basis for the Chiyuv in the first place. You can have another case where you don't have the counter evidence, which doesn't require Hodav Mitzvos, and that's Bikadam, because Inadam is Nebachovo does not apply there. Therefore, even if you were not saying the truth, you could still very easily say Lahadam in the case of Bikadon, and therefore you're going to be Chayav Shvuah. That's how Rashi held Halacha L'maaseh. Right, based on Baba Kama, Rashi held that Shvuah's Modeh Mitzvos applies even in the case of Kobra Kol, in the case of Bikadon, because the whole basis for the Chayav Shvuah is just the Taina. It happens to be that a Kobra Kol B'milva has a Chazakah that strengthens his claim that such that it pops him from the need for a Shvuah. That doesn't exist. In two cases, number one, Hodav Mitzvos, even Malva. Number two, Bikadon. So what emerges according to Rashi is, what is it that triggers the Chiyuv Shvuah? The Taina. The Taina is entirely that which is Mechayev the Shvuah. Now we could get into this in terms of understanding how that could be. I think it's very likely that it relies on the idea of Chazaka in Tovei Elam Ken Yesh Lo Olav, that there's some sort of evidentiary weight to the Taina. It doesn't have to necessarily do that. We'll come back to that in the context of Shvuah's Heses, where that's, you know, that's a factor that comes up as the reason to be Mechayev, a Shvuah for Shvuah's Heses. But either way, what's clear is the only thing that you have that is triggering the Shvuah in the first place is clearly the Taina. It's all riding on the Taina. The Taina triggers the Shvuah. You need a response from the Nidva of a Shvuah. If you have evidence applied to you, then fine. If you don't, though, that's all you're left with. So when it comes to that Taina, right, it makes sense to understand that Lefi Shmuel, at the very least, right, that this din is when it comes to that taina, which is going to be mechayev shvua, that's dafka if it's a taina of some heft. It can't be a taina over a trivial taina. It has to be a taina of some stature that is sort of neshav, so that we would say, okay, so then respond to that b'shua. Right? So that's Lefishita's Rashi. Clearly so, that the taina has this outsized role of being mechayev shvua. I think even if you take some of the other interpretations, let's say, as an example, the Ramban, I still think it makes sense to say, to understand, that all that's saying is then, the Ramban, let's say, is that the taina alone isn't enough. Right? It's not just the taina which is necessary to trigger the shvua, which is mechayev shvua. You need additional elements, namely, the most significant, let's say, in the Ramban's understanding, hadabi mitzvahs. Right? Hadabi mitzvahs is a crucial element in terms of triggering the need for the shvua. But all that means is that you need both.
Why would you rather say that? Why is that more likely than just saying it's the hadabi mitzvahs?
And the taina is just a chidusi.
Yes.
I didn't say it is more likely. I said it's equally possible. Yeah. No. There's a nechami. I think it is possible to say, you know what, the taina, we'll get to this in a second, is really not something which is really significant at all. It's just a matter, actually, of creating a case. There's just no hechitimsi for a case to come before Bezin unless the guy says it's his. But once the guy comes to Bezin, then taina is out of the picture. It's the hodav mitzvah which is mechayev. You could say that. I think there's some significant evidence against it. One is the fact that fully amal pli, you need a taina's bargain. We'll have to assess how dispositive of a riot this would be. When we get to the issue of taina's bari, which I decided we'll do when we get to Shavuos Eidecha, but there's actually a machlokes Rishonim about it, other than how you need a taina's bari. But one way to sort of confirm, bring a support, is to, if you understand that the taina's bari is required only where it actually has a role in providing for the psak. To the extent that it has a role, you know, an evidentiary role or otherwise, even just a formal role, and triggering the din, that requires a bari. Otherwise, you would do it with a shema. If you claim that, then you have a raya that Shuas Mother Mitzvahs, the taina has a role because it's required to be bari. But that, I admit, you have to subject that claim to analysis. Is it true that where the taina is simply a hechitimsi, then you would not need a bari to be returned to? But in the meantime, I'm just saying it's one possibility. I'm saying even if you hold like the Ramban, for Rashi, it's obviously so, and it's mukhaf to be so. For the Ramban, I think it can also be true that the taina is just an additional factor along with the hodav mitzvahs, the two of them together, then trigger the shvua, and therefore, what we'd be saying is, you need the taina to be a taina of stature. That's as opposed to, right, and here, this is what the Gemara would be saying, the other cases. And most significantly, first is, well, actually, the easiest one to deal with is the one that's not in the Gemara, namely Shavuos Hashomrim. Shavuos Hashomrim, it's clear that the taina is not a factor in being mechayev shvua, and why is that?
No.
What do you know about the taina in the case of Shavuos Hashomrim?
Well, according to Rashi,
if
the case of the shomer, we said that there's no
tova
in that case, right? As opposed to
halva. But I'm saying it's din. In terms of the taina of a shomer, when the shomer is towing that, what is the shomer tovei? What is he claiming? Is he claiming that you owe me money?
No,
he's claiming that. He's claiming that I lent you this. I don't know whether or not you owe me money. This is a taina shem. Right? The guy doesn't even come and say you owe me money. So it's very hard to imagine that you need to swear to respond to that claim. We'll see. The Rambam actually understood that taina shem is b'chol not a taina. Has no stature as a taina. It's a nothing. The Ravi disagreed. But either way, even if it is a taina, it certainly cannot be included as the mechayev, as the trigger. If you can have the towing, the toveya, say, look, I don't know whether or not you're mechayev to me. It can't be that his tviya, his claim, is what is mechayev the shul. Right? So it's obviously the case that the taina plays no role in as a mechayev of the shua in the event, in the case of Shavuos Hashomrim. And what the Gemara, I think, what we'd be saying regarding Eidechah is that the same thing is true in the case of Eidechah. Same thing is true in the sense that the taina is not part of the mechayev, is not what triggers. Rather, and here's what we've been understanding the Gemara to be saying, rather when it comes to Eidechah, it's just like Shnei Din Mamon. What does that mean? Legabe Ma? Right? When I have a case of Din Mamonos, two Eidim come and say, this person stole from you. What's my timeline in that case? At least initially. Oh, okay. I don't know that. I mean, the agent comes to Bayes and they say, we saw this person steal from this other person. The guy doesn't even have to be claiming anything. If he says it's not true, that's one thing, and then it's how it does bother. But if he says, oh, okay, right? Tana Shema b'shnei edim obviously is irrelevant. You still have the din of apishnei edim yakum davar. The edim don't need a tana. It's just the edus, which is the mechayim. So what the Gemara is saying is just like in the case of edim b'mamon, right, where the tana is not, you're not motzi mamon because the guy has a tana. The tana is, if anything, a hitimtsi. It's not even really necessary, even as a hitimtsi. The guy doesn't have to say anything. As long as he doesn't say what the edim saying isn't true, we're good, right? We don't need him to say anything. Same thing is true in the case of Shvuas Eid Echad. Eid Echad, Le'inyan Shvuas, is equivalent in the sense that the Taina plays no role. You don't need the Taina. Now, that the way I've just said it presumes, I think, that Taina Shema is sufficient in Taina Eid Echad. It's possible, though, to make a claim, even if you think you do need a Taina Sbari. But we'll have to come back to that later, that even if you say you do need a Taina Sbari, still the Taina Sbari is not for the purpose of providing grounds to be mechayev shvua. That is entirely provided by the Eidus at Eid Echad. You need to borrow for other reasons. So then what emerges from this is, right, that one way to explain, to understand this din, is that it's a din b'taina, right? In the taina to which the shvua is a response, the din of shekesef is that such a taina has to be a taina of significant heft, significant stature. It needs to be a taina of significant amount of mammon. And what we've explained is that is likely rooted in the role of the taina as a significant player here in being mechayev the shvua, right? For a taina to be mechayev the shvua, it needs to be a significant taina. And what we've explained is that is true of what makes us, obviously, glaringly so, according to Rashi, for whom that is the only, that is the sole condition, it's the necessary and sufficient condition to create a basis l'chiyev ha-shvua for what makes us. And in fact, Moda Mitzvah is actually a complete misnomer. Moda Mitzvah is just one hechitimsi where you don't have the contrary evidence to pop you from the Shvua. But there could be others, another one being Pikadon, right, where all you have is a taina that you owe me, that I've mafked this to you. You say, La'adam, I don't need Moda Mitzvah in that case because the counter evidence does not exist to pop you anyway because there's no chazaka for the Nitva. So for Rashi, this is really, the Shvua's Moda Mitzvah is really a Shvua machmas tainas kaveh. Right, so it's clear the whole basis, the whole mechayev of the shvua for Moda Mitzvah for Rashi is obviously the taina. What I said was you can also say it for the Ramban, even if you think, let's say that as an example, the hodav mitzvah creates reglaim davar, and that's a necessary component here. It's not just providing for the, you know, the hechitzu where you don't have contrary evidence, but rather it's for the basis for the chiyuv in the first place. You need the dog mixes, but that could also be understood as saying, in addition to the taina, the taina is the fact that he's claiming you owe money, and now you also, in response to that, have been loaded to mixa. So this creates already a basis to be mechayev the shvua. So the taina is part of the, if you want to say it, this is just one explanation, but the evidentiary basis to be mechayev the shvua. So that has a role too. The taina has a role too, and therefore it needs to be a taina of stature. And on this understanding, it's clear, I think, that we would say it would be limited to Moda Mitzvah. This is a din unique to Moda Mitzvah. Shvuas Shomrim, the Taina has no role. It doesn't have to be Taina Shomrim. The guy doesn't even claim you owe money at all. He just says, I'm a Shomrim. And that has a certain consequence, but obviously the Chiyuv of Shvuah is not Mishum, the fact that the guy's claiming you owe money. There is no such claim. Likewise, the Gemara is saying, but Eidachat is the same thing. That there's no basis, that the Taina is not part of the Mechayev HaShvuah. In the case of Shvuas Eid Echad, the Eid Echad, the Eidus Eid Echad is all that you need. The Taina is just if you want to hate it, see. And in fact, I noted that this is obviously true if you think that when you're trying to paskin, that Taina Shema is sufficient. Right? Taina Shema being sufficient clearly it indicates that the Taina is not part of the basis of Yochai. Even if you think that you need a Taina Sbari, in the case of Eid Echad, I think it's possible to say that is, and we'll see that some Rishonim say explicitly, that's only to deal with other factors to that would otherwise complicate the situation. But essentially, it's Eidus Eid Echad, not the Taina, which is Mechayev HaShvuah, so therefore, there's no din governing the stature of that Taina to be Mechayev HaShvuah. Okay, so that's Ad Kan. Now, so far, the way I've articulated this is specifically relevant to Shmuel. Again, Shmuel clearly holds to this, because for him it's just the din that you need the taina. The shvuah can be on anything. The taina has to be a shekesed. Is it relevant for Rav? So, as I said before, it seems at first glance at least that it is not compatible with Rav, because if this were true, so then it's not a din in the shvuah, it's a din in the taina, right? The taina to be, that the shvuah is responding to. The shvuah itself doesn't need to be, right? It's not a din in governing what your nishba, the nishba in a land, alav, right? It's not a din in mum that your nishba alav. So therefore, we should say that it's not a din in the shvuah, it's a din specifically in the taina. The shvuah can be with anything, upon anything. If you say that's not the case, the shvuah needs to be on shekes, if it sounds like you're not saying it's din in that initial time. That's plausible. Tosfos probably assumed that it's not a din in the taina of the fee she does Rav, and therefore, whereas Shmuel is free to say it's dafka mo d'mitzvos, Rav is not. But I think it is possible to say Rav also can agree to this, and that's if you say that the machlokas Rav Shmuel is on the question really of what is bechlal hataina. Maybe Rav will say, you know what, I don't agree with Shmuel that when we say the taina that we're referring to is what he initially comes to Beis Din saying. I think that the taina is what he's claiming he's owed. And what happens, Rav says, is that when the guy comes and he says, I owe you part of it, what's in dispute is no longer the let's say he comes and he says, I owe you three, right? Or let's say you owe me two, rather. Let's say you owe me two ma'en. If he says, I owe you one ma'en, so now what I'm pursuing in court, the tviya is sort of redefined then to be upon that which is in dispute, namely the other ma'en. So it is that his tviya, the fact that he's claiming it's owed to him, right, that this is a din in, it's a din in the taina of the toveya, the taina that requires response, the shvua, has to be of a certain stature. What Rav simply disagrees with is whether or not the taina is redefined by what is actually in dispute, they're pursuing in court. According to Rav, once the other guy's moded, that's now no longer an issue. Now what I'm claiming and what you dispute, and that therefore is being adjudicated, is my claim that you owe me an N, and you say I don't owe you an N. Right? So if you notice, anybody get a chance to look at the Rav Haigon? Rav Haigon's language is suggestive of this approach. I'm not saying that he says it necessarily, but it's suggestive of it. Here. All right, if you look at Rav Haigon in Mishpatei HaShavuos, so he goes through the, it's a word that's good that I look at, we'll have have several occasions to see it. Here he's going through the Tanayim for Shavuos Mod Mixos, and he says, verse Tanay, is that it needs to be shtei kesef. And this is where he says, Sartli as taina shotoveh shtei me'al kesef, shu shtei kesef, v'hada sinitva v'brudah shu rabi yachava. Then he says, v'hada, ena mechlal shtei kesef. Why? Meaning, the passing like Rav. Why? El tzarchli yosef putu shalda, yosef rin shekesef, shataina yotzi hi mechal alda. The taina of the toveya is that which is separated, which is distinct from that which was moda. In other words, the hoda separates out that which is moda to from the taina. In other words, I claim you owe me two men. You respond that, oh, you owe me up. It's not true to say now that the dispute that's going to court that they're adjudicating, the competing claim, is about two men. It's not. It's about one ma'ah. Now what is being adjudicated is your claim that I owe you ma'ah. Not two. That there's no dispute about it. That court doesn't need to adjudicate. It's adjudicating specifically the ma'ah claim. That's what he's saying, right? The hoda shem acher ki. Right? The hoda is yotza michlal, is motziya michlal ha taina. That is not what is under dispute now. And that therefore it is not your taina. To say that it's the position that you're coming to court with, that as opposed to the nitva, is that it's two men, it's not true. The hoda is michlal. What he was moded to is now motziya michlal, the initial taina, so that now the taina sedevei is specifically the ma'ah. That's what it sounds like he's saying. A taina refers to that which the tovei is disputing the nitva about. What he's moded to is actually not bechlal ha'taina sedevei, and hence you need shekesef. So that is indeed what it sounds like in the Rimigash. I don't know that This has to be what he's saying. It does sound like it. Either way, I think it's a possibility to claim that this is just a general issue about what is defined as the claim over which is being adjudicated. Is it what he comes to Beis Din with, or is it what there's a dispute about nafkamina when there's hold up, right? If he's moded to something, is that now part of the claim being adjudicated now or not? Or do we say that take that off? That apparently he doesn't need to come to court. Rather now he's claiming I owe him N. Reuben's claiming that Shimon owes an end, Shimon claims he does not. So the Tviya Satoveya, the Tana Toveya, is now just the Me'ah, that would enable us to say this within Rob as well. Okay? Now, I think it is, this is a separate point, I just think it is possible, I don't think this is likely, but I think it is possible maybe this is what the Rimagash would mind. In his explanation of the Shita, right, that this is a din which is only true when the mixus. Why is it only true when the mixus? What about when the mixus is different? So he has some lines which are not entirely self-evident what they mean, but I think it's possible to understand him as going in this direction. Right? Yeah, exactly. He says, basically he has this line of whether or not the Shua is machas kfir v'tayna. Right? D'ksiv b'kora l'kfiras tayna hu da'as. Hilchak lagu l'kumei el b'shua d'havi atayna v'kfira. Behind it, more than mix us. B'shua sharam la machas kfir v'tayna hi. Ki hefi d'olun chai v'le akfir shay kesef. What does that mean? Right? And he points out the fact that it's v'tayna shema. L'chiyu vei machas tayna shema hu d'kat tayna shema sh'netzo n'ingimu. Chemi d'khi mishtaba la v'kfir hu d'mishtaba. What does it mean, not kfir hu d'mishtaba? I think what he could understand me saying is, it's not, I mean, the kfir is that which is now being disputed in court. Tayna v'kfir, machas tayna v'kfir means it's machas the tayna that he's claiming you owe him. And kfir is just because we pass it like Rav, that the kfir defines the scope of the tayna, right? Meaning the kfir is what makes it, you know, what we're arguing over now, so that the tayna is about which we dispute, and therefore this is how you understand Rav. The point being, though, that it's the machas the tayna as opposed to something else which is basis, the basis of a chiv shvua. In other words, machas tayna means that the shvua's basis is the tayna. Yeah.
He uses the lashon machas tayna?
Yeah. Machas tayna v'kfira.
Machas tayna v'kfira.
Right. That's what it says.
There's no other way to read that word?
No, there is. I'm saying it's right. One possibility. I think there is. I think I myself am inclined to go in a different direction, which I haven't got come to. I'm just saying that I think it is possible to read it this way.
And the driving force to read it that way is because it fits well with Rav, or?
No, I think it fits well with the words of the Rimagash. It fits with the words of the Rimagash. You know, I'm just trying to understand what the Rimagash is saying, and I think this could be an understanding as well. That I don't know that he saw I don't know the Rimagash saw the Mishpat Shavuos. Maybe it was rather we didn't, but I don't recall him mentioning it. But either way, I'm not saying it because of that. I'm saying because he has this word that it's, you know, it's Dafka Shua Ba Machmas Taina V'Kfira. Shua Ba Machmas V'Kfira's Taina. Right? He says, right, again, when he gets to Eid Afe, he says, Oh, Dikem De Ukmi L'Haik Zuhula D'Lina K'Fira Taina V'Kfira. Lega L'Ukuma Ela B'Shua D'Havya Machmas Taina V'Kfira. The less long Shua Minatora D'Havya Machmas Taina V'Kfira Ela Mo D'Mesos B'Lachud. D'Chiva Machmas K'Fira V'Taina here. V'Kfira Da should be probably V'Taina. This line can be interpreted very differently, but it's a chiyuv machmas eidecha, not machmas what? Machmas ataina. The fact that he's being told, that he's claiming it's his, that is not the trigger of the chiyuv. It's rather something else, and therefore, this din of shekhesef, which governs the taina, which is responsible for being mechad shvua, does not apply. I think it's a plausible reading, that's all. Okay, Adkan, reading understanding number one, that this is within the time. what else do we have? So, we have several other possibilities. The second is one which is quite simple to say, and in fact, I think it's clearly, there's a reason who said it. And that is that that the reason that the din of shtei kesef, the one that makes us, is a din in just simply the metzias establishment of the reglaim ledavar. There is only the reglaim ledavar. Now, as we're positing here, that the reglaim ledavar that is, on this view, responsible for there being a chiyuv shvua, that only exists with regard to shtei kesef, with regard to a shir mamon chashuv. Why? Because if you look, again, let's take the Ramban's reading. If you take the Ramban's reading of it, this is what the Gemara is saying. If you don't take the Ramban's reading, the Gemara doesn't say it, but it still could be true. The idea of the Hodav Mitzvahs, right? Take the Ramban's reading of this Gemara, right? What's going on is that we say this is exactly what a person would do, right? If he was an honest person and wasn't ready to pay up, right? Because he wouldn't say kol rakol because he's not had a lot. He's not ready to pay up, and therefore the way he sort of, you know, is able to live with himself and still have the money is to be motive makes sense. So one could argue that requires the assumption that a person, in fact, would be unwilling to pay it up at the moment. I mean, there has to be the idea that we're saying is that a normal person might be mishtamet, right? Might try to delay and to try to get out of in order so that he shouldn't have to pay it back now. That fact, that evaluation, that is true. That a normal person would be hesitant to pay it back, might be hesitant to pay it back, right? Which is necessary in order to understand why this grounds of why Hadav Mitzvah provides grounds for Ragayim Davar. Again, namely, we suspect that right, a normal good person, he's not willing, he's not ready to pay that amount yet. He's not ready to pay that, right? And then, well, why isn't he called Rakol? Because he's also not the pathological liar. Right, so it's given the sort of the two poles that provide. It's given these two assessments of the reality that on the one hand, a person may not be ready to pay something again, and therefore would want to sort of delay if he could. On the other hand, he's not ready to be covered by coal. That you need both of those in order to come to the assessment that the Hodav Mitzvah provides reasons, grounds to suspect, because it's a red flag. Because that's exactly what we'd expect you to say if you're a good person, right? You might very well say that, but that assumes that if you're a good person, you wouldn't just be ready to pay. That assumes that there's real resistance, there's a real weight towards weighing against the person just paying it right now. And we might say, you know what, that only exists. We only make that assessment that even if you're a good person, you may not be willing to pay if it's actually a significant sum. What kind of person who's an honest person, right? What kind of, nobody would not want to pay a pruta. If you claim that I owe a pruta, Not. Let's say you got two prutas. No, only one. All this for the pruta? For the one pruta that you don't want to pay yet? If you're an honest person, you're going to say, okay, I owe you the pruta too, because you'll come up with it. It's not the kind of money for which a normal person would hesitate about responding, I owe you. All right? So therefore, what we say, this din of shekhetav is, it has to be a significant sum. The sum of tuma'en. Kinlu, or however we get to it, right? The shir chashuv. It's a sheer chashuv of a mammon, which is tuma'en. When it comes to that kind of sum, so then you can have an honest person who says, you know what, I'm not ready to pay back yet. I do owe it, I'm not ready to pay back yet, and therefore, or because I'm not ready to pay back, I'm not going to just be motivated to the whole thing. Rather, I'll delay. I can't delay by being kofar because, etc., etc. And then you get the hodav mitzvah, which is exactly the claim a person who is a normal, good person might say if it wasn't true. So therefore, the Torah has the basis, the grounds of relying on the cloud of suspicion that, well, hold on, isn't that what you would say if you were not, if it wasn't true, right? That therefore gives rise to the need for a shua. So what we're saying is that the din of shekesef is simply a din in, like I said before, establishing the mitzius, which gives rise to the hodav mitzvahs is creating a relying davar. It only creates the relying davar. It's only something which is suspicious, where we would think that the person, even a liar, sorry, where we would think that a person, even a good person, wouldn't just pay the whole thing outright. That's only if it's a significant sum of money. Most people are not willing to sell their soul. I don't want to say it like that. Most people are not willing to lie in court for a pruta. It has to be a significant amount. Right? And again, Hodav makes us, the whole basis for it is that a good person could say that. That's only true if it's a significant amount. This is, I think, clearly evident. All right, so let me just... So if that's true, right? Again, this plays on the I mentioned it outside. Just the Gemara's reading Gemara like the Ramban. I think if you read the Gemara like the Ramban, it's already, as I say, that's what the Gemara is saying. Is that right? When the Gemara says, reading on this reading of it, why is the Torah not why is the Torah mechayev the modem makes us? What reason is there? So the Gemara says, Chazak in the Mitzvah Bechavo. You wouldn't ever be covered because you're not pathological, right? But then why wouldn't I just be modet? No, ubekule bai deludebe. Ella, right? V'hadi kavul mitzvah sover imodina lebekule tavul lebekule isham le miyahasha adahavu li zuzeu parana. I need to delay. I don't have it yet. I don't want to pay back it. So why don't I just right? That line of ishtamet, the person is trying to simply escape what he's really chayav because he doesn't want to pay yet. That assessment is only true b'shtei me'en. And inasmuch as that's so, you're only chayav b'shtei me'en. And therefore, this is true specifically of Shvuah is one who makes us. Neither of the other cases of Shvuah require the assumption that a person is only willing to not be Moda if, right, take the case of Eidechad, you haven't made Eidechad. That's what the Gemara would be saying in this account. You just have Eidechad Eidechad. It doesn't matter whether or not a person would be lying and whether or not this claim of the Nitva itself raises red flags when he says it. Even if it doesn't raise red flags, we have a giant red flag hanging over from the egg. The egg says he's Chayav Mamon. So that creates the red flag itself. You don't need to have a suspicious kind of claim from the Nitva, even if he says, I don't know who this person is, and that's not at all suspicious. But the egg says he's Chayav. So that itself was suspicious. So that itself creates the basis for Chiyuv Shvuah. Likewise, Shvuah Shomer. Right? The basis for the Chiyuv Shvuah is, we'll get to what the basis is, but it's not that we suspect that he's trying to resist having to pay a certain amount of money. It's something else. That he's a shomer, right? That shmir itself creates some kind of grounds for it, whether because it creates grounds of suspicion independently or because it's not about suspicion, whatever it is. There's no requirement, there's no, you know, the assessment that the person really isn't quite ready to pay the whole thing yet. Right? He would be mother to call, but he's not because he's not ready to pay. We don't need that assessment for any of the other shvuahs. And therefore, there's a specific team known to this. This, I think, is really quite explicit in, the Ravid. The Ravid, I think this is not compatible with what the Rimei Gash has in mind. But either way, the Ravid liked the Rimei Gash's Shita. As opposed to Bamor, the Ravid liked the Rimei Gash's Shita that it does not apply, it only applies to Moed Mitzvahs, it's not applicable to Shvuah Shomrim. And the Ravid's explanation of that is, I think, pretty black and white, that it's this. He says, alright, I like Shita's about Mash Kazim, Shvuah Shomrim, the Lobina Shekat, said Yafa Amar. They came to Lobina in fear of Hodas, he does have those lines, etc. Then he says, so that's just about how you read the pasuk, but then look what he says. Mitama de Rabba Haim Hafi Lushte Kesef, the Efshar Bikfir Shte Kesef, who de Rama Rahmana Shvuale, Dilma Ishtemute Mishtamitule, Abba Batsir Mehafi, Ilat de Kushtahu, we'll have a cover bay, Bishmuti, the Milsa Zutrasi. Abba Bishwus Shrum, the Liyade Bay, Amar Field, the Brutanami, the Tamil Sabre. What do you just say? I think black and white. He's saying, where does Sheikh Kesef come in? If it's less than Sheikh Kesef, we don't have the assumption that a person would lie about that. It's just not worth it for the good person. That's only relevant, though, specifically in what makes us. You see, by the way, he read it like Ramban's reading, right? This is because he read it into the Gemara. Then he himself thinks that the Gemara is what the Gemara is saying. He uses this whole line of Shmute. Right, the point is, a person could lie about it. That's the basis of the Chiyuv Shvuah Mitzvahs, essentially. A good person could still be lying about it. That's, he would say, being Moda Mitzvahs. That's not true if it's a trivial sum. Who would lie about that? Who isn't ready to pay up that if it's true? He's not willing to lie in court for that. And therefore, given that's true, you need Sheikh Kesef. That's only for where we have the need for that kind of assessment. Where we have other factors, Shvuah Shomrim is because, right, what does he say here? He says, the Lo Yadabei, right? I think he means there is, it's obviously not this kind of thing. Something else is going on, after all, it's a Tanah Shema. So there, you know, it's not based on Ishtemute, and Eidechad obviously is not based on Ishtemute, that we need to know the person would lie. It doesn't matter whether or not the person would lie. We have other reasons to think they're lying. We have other reasons to be Mechayev Yeshua. So then it's not necessary. So that is, I think, black and white derived. I was very excited to see this because I thought of this svara that maybe one could say it's specific to the idea of, you know, that we have our blind of our based on your adult mixes, that a good person could you know, might be Moda, that would be his way out of two competing you know, things that are bothering him. You know, on one hand he can't be Cobra Call because it's maize, and then on the other hand he doesn't want to pay the whole thing. Maybe if, in much as that's, if you assume that that's crucial to the Chiyuv Shvuah, that there's something suspicious about your Hodah because of those things, precisely what we'd expect is that you'd be Moda. But maybe that's what you need Sheikh Kesef for, because who would do it for a trivial amount of money? So I was excited to see, I saw it this year, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that the Rabbi says that explicitly. Okay? So I currently have two explanations of Din, both, just to note, both accord with the Shita that holds that it's specific to Shavuos when it makes us. Right? Number one is that this is a Din in the taina to which the Chiyuv Shvuah is responding. To which the Shvuah is responding. What we explained again is that that's unique to a case where the taina is what is triggering the shvuah, either alone or in part, is part of what is being mechayev the shvuah. It needs to be a taina of significant stature. It's not just any taina that we say triggers the shvuah. That was one possibility. Alternatively, explicit, I think, in the Ravid, is the idea that it's just part of the initial assessment of, is there a glein davar? Does the hadav mitzvah create a glein davar? And that relies on the assessment that a person who's, you know, somewhat of an honest person wouldn't just simply be modeh. There's reasons not to be modeh, inasmuch as the shvuah, the raganda or modeh mitzvah requires that reading, it has to be a significant sum, simply because otherwise we would assume that you would just be modeh, because who would do that for a prut? Okay, how much time do we have left?
One minute?
No,
we have like 4 minutes. 5 minutes.